to the Way of Truth broadcast, originating in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, this is Alvin A. Craig, and we welcome you to our congregation. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful that Jesus Christ did go to Calvary for each one of us. We know that the Scriptures teach us that Jesus tasted death for every man, and that whosoever will may come and drink of the waters of life freely. So we are thankful for our precious Savior. We're thankful for His supreme sacrifice in making it possible for us to be pardoned, forgiven, and redeemed. We're trusting the Holy Spirit will be able to use our broadcast service today. If there be those in our congregation that are unsaved, we pray the love of God will reach them, draw them, that we might know of precious souls surrendering their hearts and lives to Thee. Bless those who are endeavoring to live for You and to please You. May they continue in Thy grace. May all be done to the honor and to the glory of God. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Christ, the Only Savior. And our text of Scripture is found in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The idea is being accepted even among some professed Christians that there is more than one way to obtain eternal life and go to heaven. I ask you to consider with me the Word of God on the broadcast today and what it has to say about this subject. First, let me ask you this. Do you believe the Bible to be the Word of God? Do you believe the Bible to be the Word of God? If not, what I have to say will mean little or nothing to you. I believe the Bible was inspired by God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, that is, made mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Now, God never inspired a lie. In fact, we read in the Scriptures, God which cannot lie. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. So God never inspired a lie. And a verse that I just read says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. So I believe the Bible to be the Word of God, and I believe it to be true. I'd like for you to notice with me for the moment, and when you think about Christ, the only Savior of the world, let's look at Isaiah chapter 6 and chapter 9 and read verse 6 and 7. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David, and upon the kingdom and his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord shall perform this. And then we turn to Isaiah chapter 53, and I begin reading with verse 1. Isaiah 53, beginning with verse 1. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Now these passages of Scripture in Isaiah, and of course many more could be given, even from the book of Isaiah, but these Scriptures speak about the Christ, the only Savior of the world. Let us return to the fourth chapter of the book of Acts, from which we have taken our text today. In the third chapter of Acts, we read about how Peter and John went up to the temple at the hour of prayer, and a lame man was there, and through the power of God, Peter healed the lame man. And he and John were called into question about it. And so we read from Acts chapter 7, or 4, beginning with verse 7, "And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." So Paul said in his writings to Timothy. And he went on to say, "who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time." So Christ, the only Savior of the world, the only name given under heaven among men whereby we may be saved, the only mediator between God and men, the one who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. And we read in 1 John chapter 2, verse 24, "Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father." Let me repeat that. 1 John chapter 2, reading from verse 24, "Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son." That's 2 John verse 9. "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." 1 John chapter 5 and verse 12. Now you may have church membership, and you may have a religious profession. You may have your name recorded on the Lamb on some book, church book somewhere. But notice again what the Apostle John said, 1 John 5 and 12. "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." regardless of whatever you may do in a religious way, if you do not have Christ as your own personal Savior, then you are not a Christian. You are not a child of God. You do not have spiritual life, and you have no hope of eternal life or a home in heaven. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John 17:3. So there is no other way. There is no other way. Do not allow anyone to fool you or deceive you, regardless of the modern thinking of the day. Again, I say there are even those who profess to be Christians who are beginning to believe that there's some other way that you can go to heaven without Christ. But you know what the Lord himself said? If a man try to climb up some other way, he is a thief and a robber. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Again, in John 10:10, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Christianity is the only religion. And I don't care all that much for that word, but anyway, Christianity is the only religion that has a Savior. Let me repeat that. Christianity is the only religion that has a Savior. And that Savior is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I do not speak of denominational religion. I speak of true Christianity. True Christianity means you live like Christ. That's why the disciples at Antioch were called Christians. The scripture tells us that they were called Christians first at Antioch, and the reason they were called Christians there was not out of respect or trying to honor them. It was out of ridicule, making fun of them. But the reason they called them Christians was because they were living Christ-like. And that's what true Christianity is, living the Christ-like life. The Bible tells us that we should walk even as he walked. Yes, we are to walk as Christ walked. And he did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. And whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. So the Apostle John tells us, sin is the transgression of the law of God, and the wages of sin is death. A true disciple of Christ is not just a student being taught by Christ, but one who is doing what he is taught. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So Jesus said in Matthew 7:21. The Apostle James said, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. If you're only a hearer and not a doer, you deceive yourself. Now, let us look at John 14:6 again. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, and do believe this, because this is the word of God, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no man can come unto the Father, no man can have life outside of me. I am the life, he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So you cannot have the Father, and you cannot have eternal life except through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died on the cross, rose again that third day, so that everybody could be saved. Yes, everybody. God did not predetermine anyone to be lost. The scriptures tell us God will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Whosoever will may come and drink of the waters of life freely. The bride says, come. The groom says, come. And whosoever will may come, as we are told in the book of Revelation. So no man can come to the Father but through Jesus Christ. And no man can be saved except through the Lord Jesus Christ. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And Jesus Christ shed His blood, gave His life, so that we could have life. No, let no man tell you that you can have spiritual life outside of Christ. Let no man tell you that there's any other way to have eternal life and to make heaven your home. There is only one source of spiritual life. There is only one way to heaven, and Jesus Christ is that way. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. John 10:9. He that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. So I've endeavored to emphasize the fact on this broadcast that Christ is the only Savior of the world. And if you want to be saved and have eternal life, then come to Jesus Christ with a broken and a contrite heart and repent of your sins. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And Jesus also said, if you die without salvation, if you die without repentance, then you cannot come where He is. Heavenly Father, I pray that You'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit work in hearts and in lives, and may good be accomplished through our efforts. This we ask in Jesus' name and for Your glory. Amen. We are thankful for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. We have not endeavored to knock anybody or to find fault with anybody. We've endeavored to be true to your soul in bringing you the fact that there is only one Savior, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. If our broadcast is a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us to know, and we invite you to write and let us know. Our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That address again, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173, our fax number. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. I'd like to remind you that you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage, and you can also listen to some of our past broadcasts if you have missed any, and you can join us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to today's broadcast, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week, when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.